Isaiah, chapter 29. Ho Ariel, Ariel, the city where David encamped. Add year to year, let the feasts come round. Then I will distress Ariel, and there will be mourning and lamentation, and she will be to me as Ariel. And I will encamp against you round about, and will lay siege against you with posted troops, and I will raise siege works against you. And you will be brought down, and will speak out of the ground, and your speech will be low out of the dust, and your voice will be as a spirit out of the ground, and your speech will whisper out of the dust. But the multitude of your strangers will be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones as chaff that passes away, yes, it will be suddenly in an instant. She will be visited of Yahweh of hosts with thunder, and with earthquake, and great noise, with whirlwind and tempest, and the flame of a devouring fire. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her stronghold, and that distress her, will be as a dream, a vision of the night. And it will be as when a hungry man dreams, and, look, he eats, but he awakes, and his soul is empty, or as when a thirsty man dreams, and, look, he drinks, but he awakes, and, look, he is faint, and his soul has appetite, so will the multitude of all the nations be, that fight against Mount Zion, tarry and wonder, take your pleasure and be blind, they are drunk, but not with wine, they stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, the prophets, and your heads, the seers, he has covered. And all vision has become to you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is learned, saying, read this, I pray you, and he says, I can't, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him who is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you, and he says, I am not learned. And the Lord said, since this people draw near to me, and with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment of men which has been taught to them. Therefore, look, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, and the wisdom of their wise men will perish, and the understanding of their prudent men will be hid. Woe to those who hide deep their counsel from Yahweh, and whose works are in the dark, and who say, who sees us? And who knows us? You turn things upside down. Will the potter be esteemed as clay, that the thing made should say of him who made it, he didn't make me, or the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon will be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be esteemed as a forest? And in that day the deaf will hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind will see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also will increase their joy in Yahweh, and the poor among man will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, and the scoffer ceases, and all those who watch for iniquity are cut off. Who make man an offender in his cause, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and turn aside the just with a thing of nothing. Therefore thus says Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob will not now be ashamed, neither will his face now wax pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him, they will sanctify my name, yes, they will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. Those also who err in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will receive instruction.